Welcome to the best of the 2018 Sleeper Wire season. And we are going all the way. We are going all the way back to the beginning of this season to talk about some of our best drafts, our best trades, our best waiver wire pickups, and some of our best calls of the season. I am Adam, the Grand Pooba of Sleeper Wire, and with me is the only person I know who smiles at math problems, Professor Chris. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, man. Smiles at a math problem. I like that.
All right, so every year we try to add something unique, something new, something game-changing, unlike any other show out there. Last year, when you did it, Chris, you did the Great Debates. Those were awesome. There was nothing else like it. This year, there was a few other shows doing something similar. What we did to change the game was do these call-in shows, and they filled up fast. We got a hold system where callers would wait. And man, did we have people waiting. We had people on the phones with us for like an hour straight. Were you ever part of those shows?
You know what? I was never on the Wednesday Mail Sack show, but I was on about half of the Sunday Blitzes. And you're right. Once people knew that we were accepting live calls and we would answer them right there on air, then they would take priority. And we hardly had time to get to any of the questions that were in any of the chats just because people were calling in repeatedly, just all the calls in the queue we had. It was crazy. It was awesome. Super busy, though.
Those Wednesday shows went for like 2 hours every week. Let's hear some of the best of Mail Sack clips.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
This might be the only day where that little Ghostbusters tune is actually appropriate for the show. Welcome to the Sleeper
That's
Wire.
Right.
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire. What do you call it? The candy sack? The Sleeper Wire candy sack tonight.
The candy sack.
I got a sack and it's full of fantasy football questions. It's the Sleeper Wire mail sack. And we are live. Welcome listeners, welcome fans, welcome people from all over the world. It's another Wednesday night with your favorite guys on Fantasy Football World, the most accessible fantasy podcast ever, because we do live shows and we take your calls. This is the mail sack. If this is your first time listening, here's how it goes. We take your questions over several different apps through email. We answer them on this live show. But if you want to get through and jump the line and get talking to us right away, you can do that. We have a phone number you can call. 256-56 Sleep.
Oh, we got a call.
Sounds like we got a call.
My name is Time to Win. But I just wanted to be your first caller here. So
hey,
hell yeah,
Tomorrow. We appreciate you, man.
Caller, how you doing?
Doing well, gentlemen. This is me, 40 from Ohio. How's it going?
Wait, am I on?
Yes, you are.
On.
This is Sister Girl.
Hey, it's Jahion from Hawaii. All
right. This is very exciting because we already have two calls on hold. You can't believe how I'm smiling over here. It's Ben from Iowa, then we got Mike from Florida, and AJ coming in after that. Ben, go ahead. You're on the show. Lead on this one, okay? Russell's been on hold for 30 minutes. Let's do him right.
Russell, how we doing, man? How's it going tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thank you so much for waiting. What do you got for us, bud?
I just got one question. Is Dalvin Cook a buy or sell at this point in the season?
I'm buying him where I can, but I own him almost everywhere, so it's very few. Like, I think you want to have
him. I agree with Mike. He's at a buy at this point right now. He's not going to have, unless he blows his ACL again, knock on wood that he's not going to, he is not going to have a lower point, a lower value in the season.
Agreed.
Okay, so yeah, I have him in my league. So you're saying I should keep him? Don't trade him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you thinking of getting him for? I'm out of curiosity.
Well, I was talking about a trade for Elliott, including a second wide receiver on my team, like Demaryius Thomas.
I would do that for sure.
I would do that because you're not giving up much.
Because I don't think Demaryius Thomas has a big season going forward.
Yeah, he's a flex at best for your rest of the season. Wide receiver, fringe wide receiver 2-3.
He didn't say we were trading.
See, okay.
That's a good move.
Yeah, if you could do that, I would do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Did you guys know that we just legalized weed up here in Canada today?
Did you really?
Oh, man. Good for you guys, man. Congratulations. That's
congratulations.
Awesome.
Do you guys have dirty jobs having Wyoming by chance?
Looks like Sleeper Wire is going to be having a show in Canada very soon.
Well, at least that's where we found a place to build our studio, at the very least.
All right, fellas, have a good one. Thanks.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, perfect, guys. Well, I appreciate your call. Listen, I've been calling in a couple times. You guys are the reason why I'm 8-2. No problem. Well, listen, you guys helped me out this weekend when I called in on Sunday, so I figured it's worth it to spend some time to talk to you guys again. So I appreciate it.
Okay. Good advice. Good advice.
Great. So, you know, the league I usually call you guys about, I'm sitting pretty with a bye this week.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Okay, we like that.
Yeah. So you guys have helped me out a lot this year.
Questions for you. And a few weeks ago, I called in, and you guys gave me genius advice. So I'm hoping you guys go 2-2. All right.
Yep. Jesus, take the wheel.
All right, bud.
Jesus, take
best
the
of
wheel.
Luck.
Yep, thank you. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, good luck, man.
All right, thanks for calling in, Briar. Right. He said, "Jesus, take the wheel." I don't know if anybody else heard that. That was
I did catch that.
That was very funny. That was very funny.
Enjoy right. Guam.
Enjoy Guam. Okay.
That's
what do there, right? So, like, winning Guam, they say.
You know, I when I was asked to come on tonight, I was like, "Yeah, this is going to be great. It's going to be fun. It's my first ever mail sack. I'm really looking forward to it." But never in a million years did I thought I'd hear the words "enjoy Guam."
Leave it to Mike, baby.
Do people say "enjoy Rollins" when they talk to you, Mike? When they're done talking?
No, because you don't enjoy Rollins. It's good luck. Don't die.
I know some of you are wondering, hey, where's my clip? Don't worry, we got more call-ins and clips of you sleepers. And we got an interview with Rob, a Pro-Am update, as well as a short interview with the co-founder of the Sleeper app telling us what we can look forward to next season.
That live mail sack show was not the only live show we put on this season. The Blitz on Sunday was even faster. We had Dirty Jobs Mike running the phone lines, and he really came through in a big way for us this season. He did a great job at you know, just producing on Sundays and any other day of the week that he was needed as well. And especially on the Thursday show that I was hosting, the weekend preview, Mike just killed it for us this year. He was such an asset for Sleeper Wire this season.
Pop the champagne, Broncos fans. We got
Casey. Yeah. I
don't know about you guys, but I completely avoided this guy in every single one of my drafts. I have zero shares of Rex Burkhead here.
You would play Adrian Peterson.
I would play Adrian Peterson without even blinking, man. I think he's going to be getting that workload. To me, if you give Adrian Peterson a workload, he usually does some damage with. If Lucas, I feel like Tomlin is the type of coach that when he says he's going to do something, he sits on that, and he doesn't vary. He's the one kind of coach that you can count on to not run a running back by committee. So I think what he'll be doing is I think we'll see a heavy dose of James Conner, and I'm not too sure that we're going to see Le'Veon Bell hit the football field this year. I'm saying it now. I don't think that they reach an agreement. I think he might actually just sign, take the money, and sit the bench. You said he earned that job, and I think right. In a Tomlin system, when you earn that job, you get that job, and you do that job until you are physically unable to do that job. And that's just where I'm at with that whole thing. I feel like that's why Connor is ahead for me. I would never take a Jai, not even in the 17th. I like how Mahomes has been looking out there, not to go all Adam on it or anything, but
to...
You're asking Dirty Jobs to do math?
Of course. isn't that what he likes to do here?
Wrong Sleeper Wire staff member. Wrong guy.
Well, they...
And in fact, he hit the waiver wire in two leagues that I'm in this what? Week. Isn't no. that crazy? I promise. I'll show you. I've got both of them in for waivers right now, even though I'm solid at quarterback on both. I'm like, it's Russell Wilson. He's out there. He's probably not going to do much, like I said, till about week 7, week 8.
If you had to grab one, who are you grabbing?
Flip a coin.
Vance McDonald for me.
Seriously, flip a coin.
How great was that stiff arm?
Dude, that stiff arm was mean. Vance McDonald's is a big, mean tight end. I think we saw the end of Jesse James last week.
Little season bet there. Baldwin versus Lander.
Dude, I'm going to have to go move into your house and be your maid for like 6 months if I keep betting with you. So.
No confidence, huh? Okay.
Lucas, you have to buy him a French maid outfit. And Mike, we need a different selfie of you in it every single day. This is the dirty, dirty jobs.
You have women come to your house, don't you?
There are women that are here from time to time.
See, yeah, you probably don't want that then. That's probably not going to be no good.
I'm going to go with Ajayi here.
I like that. I like that pick coming around on Ajayi.
I still hate the guy, but he did look pretty damn good the other night. But
yeah, you better admit it.
Yeah, with limited usage. I mean, so.
I throw my deepest apologies my way for all the shade I've thrown at him, but I feel like I'll be able to say ha 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 here in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, we'll see.
Our rest of season, Mike, who are you taking, Sanders or Demaryius Thomas?
Sanders. I've been on that bus all season long. I like the production that he's been getting. He's been getting the target share. You can really tell Case Keenum loves throwing his direction.
You can see that this year.
See, and one thing I think about Trey Burton is he's going to be overdrafted next year. I think you're going to see him go, you know, I mean, because he showed that great potential coming out of the gate this year with Philadelphia. But, I mean, you're talking about a brand-new system on a brand-new team. There's just a lot of brand news, and that typically doesn't do well for the tight end position.
Yeah, people are going to see what he did when he filled in for Ertz last year and expect him to be doing that every game with Trubisky.
Right. And you might even be looking at a philosophy that isn't high on the tight end. It's not John Fox anymore. John Fox loved the tight end.
I would make this trade. This is my ideal for if I have Josh Gordon. If I can get Josh Gordon to turn him into Antonio Brown, sign me up every day.
Yeah. Yep.
If you waited to pop the champagne, Broncos fans, pop it now.
The Broncos will win the AFC, not the Chargers, Raiders or Chiefs. The New England Patriots are going down. They won't repeat. The Denver Broncos.
Now I ain't saying we're the best, baby. AFC. Yeah, but we're gonna win the West, baby.
You know I'm a diehard Broncos fan. Always have been, always will be. And, you know, it's really hard to find any good moments of the season this year because I figured Case Keenum was going to come in and be just this ridiculous game changer. But he wasn't. But you know what we did do is we picked up Philip Lindsay, and that guy is friggin' amazing. So I'm really excited about the future of the Broncos. Hopefully we pick up a more dynamic quarterback that can maybe stay out of the bar or something like that. Maybe just stay on the team for the whole entire season. That would be awesome. You know, I was in about 17 leagues this year, and some good, some bad. You know, I think there was a couple of them where I was 6-7. My listener league, I actually closed out at 4-9 after starting 0-9, which makes me think I've got ridiculously good listeners. So As long as you don't count those, I'm not doing too bad. I got the shot at a couple championships coming right up. I feel pretty confident about it. Dude, I fucking feel like I killed it at the beginning of the season. If I had listened to myself, I would have been but like the Le'Veon Bell call for me. Because I was the only one, I think, that if you listen to anybody at the beginning of the season, nobody out there was talking about Le'Veon Bell possibly not missing the whole entire season. And I'm like, I think you should grab James Conner. I think this guy's going to be the steal of the draft. There's a chance Le'Veon Bell won't play. And I think everybody kind of got caught up in the, well, he's going to lose $868,000 a game or whatever that magic number was. But people don't look at things like a millionaire would. And this guy was trying to make a statement. He has money. He made a statement. He sat. He said, you're not going to use me. I'm not going to destroy my body unless you can guarantee me a future there. And I feel like I just kind of felt that was coming. I didn't draft one piece of Le'Veon Bell this year, although there was a couple of hype moments where I did trade for him, unfortunately. So, but I feel like that was my best call by a bunch right there. James Conner. I was glad I grabbed him where I did. Yep, that's a coach I feel like I've known, and I just know his philosophy and what he's going to do. If there's any coaches out there I feel like I can predict, it's Mike Tomlin, just because
He's old school. He does it just by the book. You do it this way, and you only do it this way. He doesn't vary, and that might be why they end up losing a lot of football games, because he's not adapted to the new NFL. Man, this has been such a fun season. I just can't believe how good it was to just be on the show with Lucas, be on the show with who's Chris. Heck, I was even on a couple with Jabba. Huge shout out to my homies Jason and George. Man, those guys came through every single week. Part of the Sleeper Wire family for sure. Producer Steve, the man. I mean, the guy that just literally does everything for our show. And of course, Adam, you jump in. You're running stuff in the background. You kept this ragtag bunch of yahoos just going one more season. It's been fun. And to the fans, man, there's been so much interaction lately that I'm having more fun this season than I've ever had. And I mean, like I said, I started one of my leagues 0-9, which happened to be my listener league. And it doesn't even bother me because we had so much fun. There was all kinds of fun, smack talk, things like that. Just an incredible season overall, man. I'm happy. I'm sad that it's ending, but I can't wait to see what happens next year.
So, did you hear that Broncos theme song over there, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Here's what inspired my themes for this year's Best Of Show.
Awesome. All right, I want to take a little musical break. You guys both said you hadn't heard the San Diego Superchargers fight song. I found this couple days ago. It is phenomenal. Let's just listen to a little bit. I guess we gotta change the words. Los Angeles. Nah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It doesn't have the same ring.
You know what, though? Like, when I hear that song, for some reason, I do think of Melvin Gordon.
Right? It's his running style. It's that disco roller rink running style of his.
Oh, I heard Steve in there, and it's too bad he couldn't be on this show, but we don't want to forget about him. Here are some of Steve's best calls this season.
Ho, 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 ho! Santa Claus is here! Huddle up!
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. It's week 8 in the 2018 fantasy season. That was my man, John Gruden, right there. 3 or 2 wins? We only have one. Or 0? George, don't interrupt the intro, please. You know, there's still hope. So this was funny. When I looked up the Buccaneers schedule in Google, the autocomplete filled it out as Botchamania for some reason. I don't know why. Buccaneers and Botchamania.
That's the new word for having to watch the rest of the Bucs schedule.
So we've been saying it weeks. Tampa is stupid. I don't know what they're doing. What was this fake punt action? News. Le'Veon Bell. Okay. So he left Miami. End of story.
Wow.
End of story. Didn't report yet to the Steelers. Shut up about Le'Veon Bell. Shut up. I don't think he plays this year. If he does, I think he throws that offense into a weird tailspin. Connor is grooving right now. I'm going to go back to what George said. As commissioner, you have a choice to make. If you go ahead and start editing people's teams, that's going to make you look bad as a commissioner, and the rest of those people might not want to play with you anymore. But if you just leave them be, you make it apparent, say, hey, I don't know what's going on. This looks suspicious. We're going to let it stand, but I'm going to be paying attention to you two from now on. Now, they look like the bad people, and no one's going to want to play with them. And, you know, you might just have to eat it this week or this month. You don't know what's going to happen. So make them look like the bad guys rather than you look like the bad guy, the power-hungry commish. That's what I think. I think Ivory's worth a wad. I just created a new term. It's a waiver wire ad. I'm just going to start saying wad. Hugh Jackson never really looks to me like he's fired up. Like, he looks like a really calm guy.
He's too calm.
The culture of that team right now is aggressive, is fired up. Your quarterback is like that. I want my coach to be like that, too. Like, catch the fever, coach. Get on board. By a man named called Tre'Davious White. So we had talked about Marlon Mack for about, I would say, probably 3 to 4 weeks. Started way back when we kind of heard he was coming back, getting healthy, hitting some practices. We said, get him. And then the next week, we said, if you didn't get him, get him. And last week, I think we said he was available or owned in only like 30% of leagues or something crazy like that.
It was 26% of leagues.
It was surprisingly low. And I was astonished. And that won't be the case this coming week because.
Well, if you're listening right now, A, not only did you play Marlon Mack this past week, but he's not on your waiver wire because we told you to pick him up and you listened.
Right, and he had a good game against a pretty good run defense. So guessing he's a start every week now kind of guy. I don't think you shy away from this guy.
I like him next week again at the Raiders. I think he's going to have another just absolute fantastic game.
Now, I could see it being game script dependent, though. You know, if they're behind, I could see Naheem Himes getting a lot more work. But he is a must start every week because you never know when he's going to do what he just did. He has talent.
All right, Steve.
Feeling satisfied? Everything. You feeling satisfied, guys? Feel exhausted yet?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty empty right now.
I feel drained.
I'm ready to light one up.
I feel like my sack is empty.
Good, because two hours and a quarter of an hour later, the mail sack's over.
There were a couple other guys who were great additions to Sleeper Wire. Another one who was part of the mail sack every single week. Our best pickup of the season, in my opinion. We brought in the Break from the Grind guys, that podcast to the Sleeper Wire Network, which was absolutely amazing. George and his co-host Jason, their contributions to Sleeper Wire this year were fantastic. Reliable, smart, funny. These guys are just great, and they were huge for us this year.
So just give me this guy or this guy, Patrick Mahomes or Matthew Stafford?
Mahomes.
As long as he's healthy, you can put him in.
Yeah, so I'm a big Mac believer. I've got him in an ungodly amount of leagues. And I've been holding him, and one of the reasons why I've been holding him is because we've seen what they had in that backfield. Naheem Himes is a great pass-catching back, but he's not a prototypical between-the-tackles type running back. Mac is, and he's explosive at times. He can break a long one very, very easily. Looking at him first game back, I was tempered with expectations with him. I wouldn't expect him to have almost 100 all-purpose yards, but he was just a few yards shy of it. I want the lead running back in an Andrew Luck-led offense, and that is Marlon Mack. And I think he's going to get better as the season goes along. And I think as T.Y. Hilton, if he comes back and is healthy, I think that's just going to help open things up even more for Mack.
They really need him.
Listen, I'm quick with those WWE references there, Steve. You know that. Well, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, so there haven't been a whole lot of great moments this season, but definitely by far, in a way, the best moment of the season for me as a Dolphin fan was the Miami Miracle this past Sunday. Being from New England, my whole family is Patriot fans. My mother, my father, my brother, my best friend, they're all New England Patriots fans. So to be able to rub it in their face that they lost to Miami in the way that they lost this past weekend has been amazing. I absolutely love it. That's by far and away the best moment of the season for any Dolphins fan. My fantasy football season was ups and downs. My home league, I missed the playoffs for the first time. I have the worst record in the league for the first time. I'm going to be punished for having the worst record for the first time. And I get to do whatever the winner chooses. And the guy that is favored to win, I made him do some pretty dirty, dastardly things the last few years. So if he wins, which I think he might, I'm expected to be at least a cross-dresser for a day, if not worse. My best team, I just clinched last night. One of the charity leagues that I'm doing, I won the division. I have had the best record going in. I finished the regular season 10-3, and I've clinched the championships, and now I've got to go against four more teams from other quote-unquote divisions, because there are four 10-team leagues. So the winner of that gets to pick which charity they want to donate some of the money, and then the rest of it goes towards domestic violence abuse. So it's really cool to be a part of that league, and it's even better to know that I've got a really good chance at winning that league and being able to get another charity some more money. My best call was probably Saquon Barkley would be a top five running back this year. I had him as my fifth overall. Some people were saying I was crazy to have him that high. He's just a rookie. That the Giants' offensive line is a mess, that he's not going to be able to run behind that line. But I told him, listen, it's just like Ezekiel Elliott when he came in. Zeke fell to a great situation where the offensive line was amazing and they wanted to run the ball. I said, Saquon Barkley fell into a great situation where their offensive line is terrible and all they're going to do is pass the ball. And with Odell Beckham on the team, they can't stack the box against him. And that kid is just super talented, that he's going to run wild over everybody. And so far this year, he's done just that. Sleeper Wire is a podcast. It is a group of people who do good things for charity. That's one of the reasons Jason and myself joined. We do a lot of charity work. Sleeper Wire does a lot of stuff for Rob and his Lyme disease. If you're listening and you're a fan of Sleeper Wire and they've helped you do anything this year, whether we told you to pick up a great free agent ad or we gave you some advice, throw Rob $5. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to break your bank, but it will go a long way and help helping Rob and his family deal with the Lyme disease issue that he's been dealing with. Additionally, for the fans, if you're listening, add a scope of charity to your fantasy leagues. Take one of the buy-ins and put that towards a charity at the end of the year, whether it be, you know, the best player on the championship team, whatever that player is, whatever his charity is, or something like, or if he donates towards a specific charity or he's sponsored by a specific charity, you know, donate to that guy's charity. Do something charitable with the money. Fantasy football is fun, but it can also be used for great and powerful things. And I don't think anything's better than charity. As for the Sleeper Wire guys themselves, I am looking forward to whooping all your asses next year in the Dynasty League. I've been playing for 2019. And I almost made the playoffs this year with a team that shouldn't have been anywhere close to the playoffs. So I'm looking to dominate you all next year. You need to step your game up.
Did you hear Lucas in that clip? Let's hear some of primetime Lucas's best calls.
Starts getting a little later at night. Zeke walks in the door with all of these guys. And then Zeke just walking in the door as we're doing a fantasy draft was like, I mean, that's a good omen for the season. Sanders. I mean, I'm not sitting Sanders ever again this season.
Nope. Not with that target count.
Not unless I see a Q next to his name or an O. Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm.
I do think, however, that Todd Gurley needs to be the number one overall simply because he's the safest option. All of the others have issues via personal or something going on with the team. The Cardinals, everyone forgets the Cardinals also lost their center, and which hurts David Johnson and Sam Bradford a lot. Obviously, Cowboys have lost their center, and Le'Veon Bell still has not reported. So I don't know what kind of shape he's in. I assume he's working out on his own, but he hasn't been working out with the team. So all of those things are factors as to why Todd Gurley is the only elite guy that doesn't have anything off the field going on or anything with the O-line that's going to hurt him.
Yeah. Whole bunch of scrolling. We got Chalupa Batman. He says, should I trade Thielen for Trey Burton and Hogan?
No. No. I think Thielen with Kirk Cousins is going to be a weekly guy. And yeah. I just think that you're trading. You are not getting the best player in this trade whatsoever. Hogan is not locked and loaded. And I love Trey Burton's talent, but I'm not sure how much I trust Trubisky and the offense yet for that usage that we would really like to see. So I would not do this deal. Against the Chiefs? Is that what
we're
thinking?
Yeah, Jared Goff is breaking the single game passing touchdown record this week.
Maybe not quite as much without Cooper
Kupp
there.
And you know what? Pat Mahomes may break it too.
Yeah, this should – I hope they don't let us down. I hope this is just a 100-point total game here. 50-50, it ties, goes into overtime.
Oh, man. That's going to be deadly for someone.
Todd would recommend picking up Yeldon or Lindsay. He can only get one.
I think Lindsay, because Yeldon, you really need Fournette to go down to really be out. And there's reports. It's 50-50 whether or not he plays this week, but I think he would for sure play the following week. And Lindsay, you know, it really is up in the air there right now. He could end up being the most productive back. That's not how I would bet, but he has standalone value.
I say ditto.
Daily 55-10 again says trade Carson for Cooper.
I'd take Cooper though.
I would take Cooper also for the upside.
You can always hope it happens.
Now let's
again.
Go Braves Red Sox.
Braves Red Sox would also be cool.
Did I stumble into the wrong studio? I swear this was a fantasy football podcast.
This is our new Thursday night postseason baseball podcast.
You're in PPR. Like Keenan Allen is a top six wide receiver. He could finish higher than that in PPR just because he's going to hit 100 catches. So look for better. I think that we'll see T.Y. Hilton become more productive as we see Luck's confidence grow in himself, and he starts taking more shots downfield. So I think that this is the perfect time to go after T.Y. Hilton because his value is much lower right now than what it was at the beginning of the season.
And let's once again play the Colts tight end tango. Eric Ebron.
Josh J22 asks, would you trade Sanders and Ingram for Burton, A-Rob, and Royce Freeman?
No. You're not trading Sanders. Do not do that.
Hold on to Sanders.
Do not do that. You will thank us later. Sanders is going to be your boy.
Yeah, they've got a heck of a connection, him and Keenan. They're just – you can just see it, and it's going to continue to happen.
Winston, I'm writing all these down so I can make fun of myself or you guys, depending on who.
All right, so my favorite team, of course, as we all know, are the Dallas Cowboys. Right now, it's really easy to be a Cowboys fan because we're tearing it up. And the Amari Cooper trade was big. But I got to tell you, the best moments, and I can't just pick one because there's a couple here. The best moments were beating the Eagles twice and then beating the Saints. Taking down the Saints means that we can compete with any team. We can't play their game. We had to play our game. We had to run out the clock, keep Drew Brees off the field, get pressure in his face. But they played a game, and they played it smart. It was a boring game to watch. But as a Cowboys fan, you love seeing that ending score with the W. So we're right in the thick of it right now, right in playoff mode. I hit the playoffs in 6 of my 8 leagues. This was one of my best leagues, or best seasons, rather. The two leagues that I missed were the Pro-Am and then a PPR league that I have with some buddies back home, and I was in the 7th place in both of those, which were pretty painful because both teams are good, and they're still putting up favorable points, but sometimes you just miss out that way. I had of the six, two of them were first round buys, three of them were 4-team playoffs, so there were no buys. The other one here, a couple with the sleeper wire guys that we have going, I won both of those. So I've advanced in all. I have one more riding tonight. It's an ESPN league, so it's a combination of 2-week playoff, and I'm down by 12.5 point PPR with Rudolph going tonight, and I had to make up 30 points going into this week, and I've made up most of it. So in my home league, this is a really, really competitive league with a bunch of my buddies from high school. We've had this league going for 5 or 6 years now, and we have a huge trophy that the winner gets their team name in the year that they won put on it. And if you win this league, we have a sacco punishment where you have to get dressed up and the girlfriends of some of the guys put makeup on you, and you have to have glamour shots taken, and they go in a binder that travels around with the trophy. So this league, you know, obviously there's some monetary value at stake here, but a lot of pride. And I did win last year. I had a first round bye this year. I'm going into the semifinals next week. So fingers crossed, I'll be the first back to back. Not trying to jinx myself at all, but it's looking decent. So I'm not sure if I have just one best call. And honestly, sometimes best calls aren't players that you hit on that do really well. Sometimes hitting on a player and just knowing to avoid them, can dodging a landmine, can be equally beneficial. My best call for a value pick this year was definitely Emmanuel Sanders. I know he just got put on IR, but going into this, getting a guy that was a wide receiver one for you all year that you were able to grab in the sixth or seventh round was huge. And a few guys that I called to avoid were definitely Derrick Henry, Doug Baldwin, Allen Robinson, really the Titans team in general. I said to avoid Mariota and Corey Davis. No, Corey Davis has a few big picks, but these are guys they weren't helping you get to the playoffs whatsoever. So I really just want to thank all of the Sleeper Wire crew. I want to thank everyone on the Sleeper app for all the work that they've put in, and they're really the ones that brought us together. They gave us the platform a few years ago to meet, so definitely big props to them. All of our Pro-Am participants, especially everyone in the Lucas division, thank you guys so much for supporting our cause. And also, I want to give a shout-out to all the callers. Even if you only called one time on a Wednesday night mail sack, you guys helped make that show. It's a really fun show, 2 to 3 hour live, getting all your questions answered. That's been a huge thing for us this year. And, you know, right when we start up the phone lines, there's times where we have 8, 9, 10 callers waiting in queue within the first couple of minutes. So that's been a really, really cool thing for us. And for the crew, you guys, this has been so much fun, and seeing everyone rally around the overall goal and the mission for Rob, and then also to deliver the best fantasy football advice. This has been such a fun thing that we've really got going over the last few years and started to pick up, and can't wait to see where we end up going forward.
So Sleeper Wire wouldn't be what it was without you guys, the fans. So we definitely have to keep thanking you. We have a cast of characters that would call in every week to the show. Let's hear from part of that cast.
The Sleeper Wire Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Matt Seattle, your resident UPS driver. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What you got this week?
Do I run Tyler Boyd against Baltimore? Or do I do, like, MVS Corey Davis? Or do I think John Brown's going to bounce back? Dan, what's your top, like, 1 through 3?
It's Tyler Boyd for me if AJ Green plays. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. That's pretty much all I got.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Good luck, bud. Thanks.
Just another tap on the back as a friendly reminder that our hearts never forget the good ones. Number one fan, Wilson 27. We love you, Wilson 27. Yep. Yes, you are our number one fan for sure.
That's our boy.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Congrats on a remark. I'm not making this up. He actually typed this in. Congrats on a remarkable season for producer Steve. Always a true competitor in the Pro-Am. We have several teams fighting for the 6th qualifying playoff spot this week in Steve's league, including me. Good job, Wilson. Good luck to all. What a good sportsman, Wilson 27. Thank you for the praise. It has been a wonderful season, and yeah.
You got a drop for me here.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
You want me to read it this week?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Thanks to you guys, The Rock has clinched a bye this week. But he still wants to score those points. Would you go with the Rudy Poo Gus Edwards or the Caney-ass Jalen Samuels in a PPR?
Is this the POP?
Is this the Prince of Philly?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, bud?
What's going on?
Okay, so clear your schedule for the next 30 minutes. It's Prince of Philly on the show with his weekly 20 questions.
What's going on with you, man? How's life going this week?
What up, guys? It's going. That was a good joke, though. I ain't gonna lie.
What's going on, Prince?
Good looking, guys. Did I hear one of you guys say you're a Cowboys fan?
Absolutely. Those are my boys.
That's for you, man.
Hey.
Yeah. Wait, is it Curtis?
Oh, God. Of course.
Nah, this is Mike.
Oh,
no, this is Mike. Mike called in last week. Yeah, I remember Mike.
Thought it was Curtis.
I'm there. Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Nah, I'm the Prince of Philly, man. Don't forget that.
Let's see. Bye-bye. We got... Oh, shit. It's Curtis!
No, it's Day One!
What up, Day One?
I know he loves it.
This is Curtis, baby. No, baby, you clean and skin is cleaner. You just don't understand the new style. Oh, even the name,
look, you don't even... Hey, it's too short, man.
You don't like it.
Wait a minute. I got them all.
This is
Curtis, baby.
That's what's
up. I got them all.
She got
your
own
intro,
man.
I feel beyond special, man. Hey, I'm flattered, bro. I'm flattered, man. I'm over there blushing and shit. Nah, me calm down. Anyway, what's up, guys? What's up, man? It's good to hear you guys' voices. I won last week.
Bet your ass you did.
Of course you did.
Number one caller. Every week. Do it with me, guys. It's Curtis!
Hey, Day One.
What's up, guys? What's up, man?
Curtis, does anyone else in your life answer the phone that way?
Listen to me. You guys make my night every Wednesday and every Sunday. I look forward to calling you guys. I make it a part of my ritual to make sure I call you guys. I don't give a damn what's going on in my life. I gotta call you guys.
It's up, Curtis.
Listen to me. I appreciate you guys even more, man. You guys are the best. Number one podcast. I try to tell you about you guys, but I can't at the same time. Because too many people start knowing about you, then I lose my edge.
There you go.
I put up a high score.
Hey,
yes,
Curtis.
Curtis. What's up, guys? What's up, man?
Curtis, I missed you, buddy. I've been talking to you every Wednesday for half a year for the last 2 years.
Yeah, man. It felt weird when you wasn't here last week, man. It felt weird, man.
How'd they do? Did they give you good advice?
Ooh, don't ask that question.
We're not gonna talk about that. I already made a playoffs in all six of my leagues, so I'm happy about that.
This is Curtis, baby.
We have people in the back office, people doing their own spinoff shows here at Sleeper Wire, as well as newcomers who were sort of just dipping their feet in the water, getting their feet wet, and then some old timers who you guys have heard in previous seasons who were on the IR this season, but we'll hope to have them back in 2019. Let's hear from them.
The question that often comes up from students is, what do you mean when you say dynasty?
Right.
What do you mean when you say dynasty?
See, the king, stay the king, all right? So how do you get to be the king?
Y'all don't know how to play chess, do you?
So
nothing, man. Look, I'll teach y'all if y'all want to learn.
What's up, y'all? It's the Draft Genius, and I'm here to answer these questions for you. My favorite team, I have an AFC and an NFC team. My AFC team is the Oakland Raiders. So the best moment for my fandom this season with the Oakland Raiders was seeing Jalen Richard really get used more than he has in the past. I think he is a good talent and very useful for that team going forward. It just really depends on how Gruden uses him. My NFC favorite team is the New Orleans Saints, and just seeing Drew Brees play at the top of his talent still to this day is what is the best. I mean, it's the best just to see Drew Brees keep going like this. Personally, I think he's the GOAT. I think he's the best quarterback of all time, and that's just because his numbers, nobody could catch him up. How did my season go? I'm in about 33 leagues. I made the playoffs in 24 of them, 25 of them. That ranges from IDP, Dynasty, and Redraft, Keeper, all that good stuff. One is just a season-long point league, and I wrapped up the championship in that. I'm leading by about 500 points right now, so I'm expecting that championship to come. My best record is probably 12-1, I want to say. we kind of have like a playoff tournament in that league. So my record is 12-1, and we don't count playoffs for that specific league as part of the record. My worst record is 5-11, I want to say. No, I'm sorry. 5-8. Best call has to be that Ronald Jones was going to be a bust. Or it could still happen, but that Lamar Jackson would be the GOAT. He'd be a game changer. All he needs to do is pass a little bit better, and that guy is a QB1 every single week, locked and loaded. I love Lamar Jackson, and I don't like Ronald Jones. Worst call would be Royce Freeman. I did not see Philip Lindsay coming in and doing this. I mean, I knew he was a good talent, but I did not see him surpassing Royce Freeman like he did. I think Royce gets used with a different head coach or a different team in the future. So I'm stashing him everywhere and getting him for the cheap right now. Another one of my worst calls was Alex Collins. Again, I didn't see Harbaugh doing this to my man, AC, but it happened and I'm living with it. I really, 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 really dropped the ball on Tyler Boyd. I have him in all my dynasty leagues, but I didn't draft him in redraft mainly because I just didn't trust the offense still going forward. The only part I wanted was AJ Green and Joe Mixon. And yeah, I dropped the ball on Tyler Boyd, but I'm happy to have him in my dynasty leagues. Patrick Mahomes was a great steal for me. I have him in probably 90% of my leagues, whether that's a dynasty, keeper, redraft, all of them. QB premium leagues where you start more than one QB, like I have him almost everywhere. And I am loving it. Him, Trubisky, and Lamar, that's my young core in a lot of dynasties. So watch out if you're in a dynasty with me and it's a two-quarterback league, because I'm not going to say you're screwed, but your future don't look too good when you face me. Dynasty Wire is going to be picking back up. During the season, being this Dynasty show, I kind of took some time away. I have a job and stuff, and it got kind of serious. Got more into it and didn't have as much free time. But Dynasty Wire would definitely be popping back up, and I have a bunch of guests lined up. A bunch of gifts for the patrons and a bunch of stuff for the listener leagues. Most of my listener leagues are dynasty leagues, so the off season is still prime time for action in those leagues. Football never stops for me. It's an everyday thing, so that's one thing that I'd be doing for Sleepwire in the off season. And that's about it. I'm happy to be here and excited for what's to come. I'm going to start evaluating prospects very, very soon, more in depth. I already have a list of low prospects I've been watching film on and stuff. I'm trying to hit that goal of 250 NFL prospects for next year. I'm at like 53, 54, something like that, for sure prospects, because it's kind of hard right now with who's not going to enter the draft and who will. And I'm going to be doing some mock drafts over the off season to keep people engaged and stuff, writing a few things up. So looking forward to it. Hope this helps. Thank you.
My name is Ryan. Sometimes go by Jabba. It's my first year with Sleeper Wire, like my sixth year with Sleeper app. You might have heard me on the show a couple times. My favorite team is the Broncos. It's our third year. I'm the kind of person, I'll be living off that Super Bowl. That'll keep me decent for a while, the Super Bowl win. I don't have the highest. I don't expect to go to the Super Bowl every year. But it would be nice to go to the playoffs, and we haven't done that in a long time. The only good thing about our team probably this season would be Philip Lindsay. yeah, I had him on a couple teams. I wish I would have gone with my gut a little bit more and had him on more squads, but I had faith in Freeman as well, and he ended up being not even the number two this season. So, I mean, there was an injury there, but Philip Lindsay was the guy, and one of the best stories out of this year. He's actually from where I grew up in Aurora. We had rival high schools and everything. I was a lot older than him, so I never got to meet him. But yeah, look what he's done. He's the only thing that keeps me excited about maybe next year. But yeah, we need a new coach, maybe a new owner, or a new CEO. Philip Lindsay was the only good thing about the Broncos this season. I, out of 16 leagues, I made it into the playoffs in 9, and still fighting for third in a bunch. Might be able to get my money back in a few leagues. But I told a lot of people to get Marlon Mack early on, and I kept saying it for a while. And then the week came, and everyone was like, how are we going to get Marlon Mack? And I've been saying that for basically since the beginning started. I had him on a few teams before the season started. And he did pretty well. I didn't play him when I should have this past weekend, but that was probably my best call. Worst call, Aaron Jones. Same thing, I can't think of a specific time, but I was never very high. I drafted Jamal Williams, and I just thought, he looked pretty good at the end of last season. And obviously Jones had the more upside. I just didn't think he'd last. And he finally got hurt in the playoffs, but I was definitely wrong about him. He was awesome this season. Thanks for having me, Sleeper Wire. And it was awesome to be in the Pro-Am and get to help these charities and lose to really good other players and debate and fight. And let's do it again next season. Keep using these services. Sleeper, the app, helped a lot of people. It helped people beat me. Unfortunately, I play with a lot of really good players that we're sharing the advice, and I give out my waiver priority every week. So it's really tough to play with you guys. But it's fun. It makes us better. So let's do it again next season.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go. Jets, baby. There were some shining moments of Sam Darnold that I was very pleased with. But it was really like a honeymoon stage. So like the first half of the season, I really enjoyed watching him kind of develop. But I'm still excited for our future and the franchise as long as we continue to make some valuable trades and valuable picks, because that's where we have been falling short in the last couple of years. So I am feeling pretty excited for the Jets and really excited how they look after about 3 years or so. Fantasy went well. It's going well, of course. 3 playoffs out of 3 leagues. One that I really want to highlight is that, I ended the season at 8-2, and I had the bye week, got gifted with the bye for the maybe the first time in a little while. It was the first time we even implemented bye weeks. So now my team is dealing with some injuries. I got 3 people on IR, like James Conner is not available this week. Emmanuel Sanders, suddenly I do not have him for the season. And then I have AJ Green, who's also on IR. So it's going to be a tough week. I'm already up in my in that playoff game itself. I'm already up by 15 points if you include last week. And then Thursday's night's game, I'm still up by about 15, almost 20 points or so. I just need luck. I need luck. I had the Jaguars defense who scored 1 point, and then I had Corey Davis who scored 2, and that was just because my team is falling apart, man. So, but yeah, I should. I'm in a championship in one league. I should win that one. And then my other league, I'm in the playoff, but I'm facing a tough. I got some tough competition. So we'll see. We'll see. I need luck on my side. But it went well. It's going well. I felt really good about Todd Gurley this year. Obviously, anyone, I did not call Le'Veon Bell at all. I would not call him. Whoever called him, obviously, that's the worst call of the year, unfortunately. But yeah, I was pretty big on Gurley. Worst call of the year. And it's so funny because he had like the greatest game ever last on Thursday. But Derrick Henry was probably the worst call for me. You know, we all figured that he would be the number one guy. Obviously, you had Deion Lewis that was going to be there. But Derrick Henry was Derrick Henry's backfield. I mean, he's the one that's actually been in the backfield for the last couple of years. So you thought it was going to be him. Yeah, Derrick Henry, I think, would probably be one of my worst calls. For the Sleeper Wire guys. All love to the Sleeper Wire guys, man. I see it. I see it all the time. I always see the efforts in there every day. I wish I was involved more. I apologize for not being around more. It's just, you know, life, man. Life takes you away from certain things. But yeah, you know, all love to the fantasy guys in Sleeper Wire and everybody associated. And I'll be on a couple of shows next season. Fans, what is up? It's been a long time. Should have left you. Without a dope beat to step two. No, it's been a long time. I definitely miss being on. I plan on being on a couple of shows next season. Just know that I'm all right. Okay, all is good. Family's good, and wish all the same for you guys and good and some good holidays coming up ahead. And I hope y'all win your championships. I'll say Jets, I guess, if you want me to say that again. that was authentic. That's fine.
Here comes the. Y'all don't really want it like that. Here comes the.
All right, so my favorite team is Seattle Seahawks, and my favorite moment was the beginning of the offseason where we got rid of all of our big contracts. I am so excited for the future. I cannot wait for this rebuild process to fully take hold. I'm just ready to go. So far, my fantasy season is going all right. I'm in three leagues. I'm going to make the playoffs in guaranteed two, but I might sneak into one. I've had a lot of injuries that have hurt me, but if Tyreek Hill can please stay healthy, I should be all right. My best call this season, unfortunately, I wasn't on many shows, but I will say the one call I think I got right and I got the most flack for was the fact that Le'Veon Bell would not play a single snap this year. My worst call isn't really a worst call. I said Josh Gordon would be a top 10 wide receiver. The numbers may not be reflecting that, but I think there's still time. And I think football-wise, not necessarily fantasy-wise, he's still a top 10 in my eyes, but it didn't help the fantasy players that much. A final message for the Sleeper Wire crew is, I know I've been slacking this year thanks to a new job and moving, and thank you all so much for picking up my slack and making the show amazing. I know the fans appreciate it, and I genuinely appreciate how much hard work you all do. And for the fans, my beautiful voice will be way more consistent on the show next year. You will have to listen to Hoos much less because I will be over-talking him and Chris and any new host they throw at me. Bye.
And now, as promised, let's get to our interview with the co-founder of the Sleeper app so he can tell us about what's coming out next season.
Sure. My name's Nan, one of the founders and CEO of Sleeper.
My handle on the app that you might have seen me around in some of the chat rooms is Tober Peels. And for a lot of you guys, that's Sleeperbot backwards. It catches people by surprise anytime I bring that up, but people obviously think my first name is Tober and my last name is Peels, and that's not accurate. I only did 3 leagues this year. Two of them, I'm in the playoffs, in the hunt. One of them, I just got bumped out. Oddly enough, the last game that I played in really was the deciding factor on whether or not I made it in the playoffs. And my opponent and I tied at 118.18. And that tie bumped me out of the playoffs. I would have won on points if I got the record, but because I didn't, it relegated me to just kind of slightly below the threshold. And so I was on pins and needles and basically just hoping for a stat correction, which never eventually came. And so I'm out of the playoffs in that one. But the other two, I'm pretty competitive and I'm happy about. My best pickup this year was James Conner. So I picked Conner up in 2 out of the 3 leagues. One of them, I got him as my very last pick in like the 12th round or 14th round. I can't remember how many rounds we did, but like, He was an absolute flyer at the very last second. I was like, you know what? Maybe Lev won't show up to practice for once, or show up, report to camp for once. People were like, nah, you're crazy. And I did it anyways, and I picked him up in 2 out of the 3 leagues, and it was awesome. I've been a longtime 49ers fan, and this year we had the luxury of being able to take our team to the Niners-Giants game. So there wasn't any specific moment in any game that was like, well, actually, let me take a step back. The single most exciting game was that game against that the Rams played against the Chiefs, because that was just nuts, right? If anybody tuned into that game, it was one of the highest scoring games of all time. And it was just kind of a shootout, and it felt more like a basketball game than a football game in the pace of scoring. So that was amazing. But aside from that, as a Niners fan, it was just really nice to get the team down to Santa Clara and catch a game live. And so we took the team down to go watch the Monday night game where, the Giants came to town. And, Weishi, my co-founder, who goes by 2K Sports, is a huge, huge Saquon Barkley fan. And we actually had a matchup that night where he was playing me with Saquon. I was sitting as a Niners fan just rooting against him. Unfortunately, Saquon had a really good game. So I ended up losing that weekly matchup. But it was still nonetheless really fun to have the whole team out there just enjoying each other's company, because a lot of times when you work in the sports space and you're building apps, game days is when everybody else gets to enjoy, and rarely do we actually get to really enjoy the fruits of our labor, because we're always responding to customer requests, we're fixing bugs, we're in there making improvements on the product. And so just to have a day on a day where games are actually happening, where the team gets to connect and really enjoy themselves and have fun, was super refreshing and super reinvigorating. So that to me was the most valuable kind of day of the year so far. Yeah, no, this year was amazing. We had just a tremendous amount of success. This is our second year doing leagues ever. And we went into it a little bit naive last year, thinking that we could build something that other platforms have had 15 to 20 years to iterate on in a single season. And admittedly, the first year we had an MVP out, but it just wasn't quite, the level of polish that a Sleeper product should be, right? Sleeper is known to be a platform that consistently listens to users and tries to push the product forward. And we just needed more time to iterate on that. And so we spent the entire offseason as a team basically believing in the vision that building a better league management software that was more social, with chat embedded into it, with more modern UI, with no ads, was what users wanted. And despite having kind of a little bit of a rocky first year, that dedication and that kind of commitment to our vision and the support of our users and telling us to keep at it really pushed us to continue to iterate on the product. And as you guys all saw this year, the leagues are in a far more superior place than they were before. And it's only going to get better. Put it into context, our leagues grew 12x this year. And we're starting to displace ESPN, Yahoo, My Fantasy League, Flea Flicker. If you look on Reddit, you look on Twitter, we're just being showered with support from the users. And for us, that's the most positive kind of reaction we could have expected. And that's what motivates us to continue to work on it. So going forward for next year, there's going to be tons more improvement, tons more features, tons more customizations. And it's just what we do. We're diehard, sports fans. We're committed to our users, and we're just trying to build the best product in the space. And, you know, year over year, the product's going to only get better. So if I were to give a shout out, it would be a shout out to my team for their commitment and hard work, everybody involved. It's a shout out to the mods and to the analysts who really help in the community, you know, pushing alerts, helping answer users' questions, really engaging with folks, and freeing, I guess, the development team to really focus on features and on product and user feedback. And then it's a shout out to the community, like the shout out to everyone who goes on Reddit and supports us, everyone on our Twitter that kind of retweets the stuff we post out there, who tell their friends to join our leagues, who wear our swag out in public settings. You know, we love all of you guys. You know, as a small team, we're six people, right? And we're trying to compete against ESPN, which has been around for who knows how long with hundreds, if not thousands, of employees. And so leveraging the community and the folks that believe in the vision to help us continue to build a better product is something that I'm just eternally thankful for. And that's kind of what I wanted to point out. And it's kind of a shout out to the entire Sleeper ecosystem. So we all appreciate you guys all. There's a lot of stuff that's under wraps. And I'm not trying to be coy about it. It's just it's going to be game changing in terms of what we're releasing next year. Stuff that you've never seen on other platforms that we think is just going to be absolutely awesome. We've tested it out in smaller focus groups and people are like, whoa. So I wish I could talk about it, but I can't, because if we reveal it right now, people are going to start copying it right away. But it's going to be pretty sick. The stuff that I can talk about, though, is just continuing to improve the product polish and the simplicity of it and the tutorials, the chat experience. You know, our website is not nearly at the level of our mobile app. So by next year, our web is going to be at the same level, if not better. So internally, our goal is to be as polished on web as a Slack or a Discord or any modern messaging platform, with a full suite of customizations and capabilities you'd expect, so that people don't have to keep jumping around from place to place to have their leagues and their conversations in separate areas. So that's a huge area that we're focusing on. Another piece is really just making it easier for people to create and set up leagues. You know, one of the toughest things about fantasy is that the market is constrained by the number of people who are willing to be commissioners. It's a lot of work, right? So how do we make it easier for commissioners to do the work that they do? So how do we make it easier for commissioners to organize folks into leagues, to set draft times, to collect dues, to, you know, all of these things that make life easier and the onboarding process simpler, we're going to be introducing into the product. And there's a lot of other kind of minute details at the kind of feature level we're looking to continue to polish. But like directionally speaking, the kind of high buckets of large buckets of focus for us are kind of multi-platform access. So web, mobile, tablet, wherever you're on, more polish across the product, across web and mobile. A deeper set of feature sets and customizations, better chat experience, and then this black box of really cool shit that we're like really, really keeping under wraps right now, but is going to be an awesome surprise for everyone come the fall. And so thanks to everybody who's taking the time to offer feedback. And thanks for, you know, everyone's patience in understanding that we are a growing and learning platform, right? It's only going to get better. But there are, you know, with any, you know, software development, there's going to be hiccups along the way. And for folks to have the patience to stick with us and to help us through that, I promise you guys will be rewarded in the long run. We're trying to create an ad-free product that offers the level of customization and polish that you'd get anywhere else, and then some, but provide it for free. And we really rely on a lot of you guys to help us push that vision forward. We just think there's a better opportunity to build better products in the sports space, but it comes down to fans supporting us, telling your friends and your family about the product, helping us grow the user base, and giving us momentum to continue to work on this vision. So my challenge to everybody who's listening is to go out and try to help us create more leagues and get more users onto the platform, because the more we grow, more resources we get. And the more resources we get, the more we can focus on adding more, more and giving back to the community, and just continue to level up the product over the, over time. It was a pleasure, and also happy holidays, everyone. Love you all, and hope you guys enjoy a festive holiday season with your family and your friends. And good luck in the playoffs.
All right, sounds like we're going to have to stay tuned for more on Sleeper in the future.
And where would we be without you, Chris? Of course, we have some best of calls of Professor Chris out here. And your other half, your bae, Hoofs. you guys have been great all season with your calls. Let's hear some of your best of.
And especially with the emergence of Jimmy Graham, my boy. Yeah, what has he done? What do you mean? He had 90 yards last week, and he had a 35-yard touchdown called back on some BS offensive holding. Jimmy Graham is going to be a monster.
Yeah, I still don't buy it. Facebook groups every single Monday because it really bothers me. But I told you guys on these Facebook groups who said Tyreek Hill was a gadget player who teams are going to figure out. I told you that that was not going to happen. Tyreek Hill is an absolute stud. And I'm glad you didn't draft him in the leagues that I'm in. About this guy, the number one fantasy wide receiver through the first 5 weeks of this fantasy football season. He's leading the NFL in receptions with 47. He is second in yards with 589, and that's only behind Hopkins, who has 594. So he's only 5 yards behind the leader. He's tied for first in targets with Antonio Brown at 66. He's the first player in NFL history with 100-plus receiving yards in a team's first 5 games of the season. 3 touchdowns so far, and his career high is 5. His lowest amount of receptions is 6, and that was back in week 1. Since then, it's been 12 catches, 14 catches, 8 catches, 7 catches. This guy is awesome, and anyone who passed on him in the 3rd round is kicking themselves right now.
That's right.
Man, I can't believe I got to keep him for a 9th round pick in a league.
That has to feel pretty good. And it makes people feel, you know, just knowing that Thielen and Diggs were going so late last year, no faith. No one had faith.
Yep. Took him in the 11th back in, back in before the 2017 draft, and got to keep him at a 2-round penalty. Take him in the 9th round. That is awesome.
Feels pretty good.
Yeah. So next year, 7th round and then 5th round, so on. I'm going to have Adam Thielen for like 3 or 4 seasons. kind of nagging him. I don't know if you're going to get a proper return for Doug Baldwin.
Try to.
I agree.
See if you should can get try anything to. For his name.
Maybe you can get Diggs or Hilton. Now, granted, not going to throw 5, 6, 4, however many touchdowns.
Is he going to throw 7 touchdowns?
Yeah, that seems to be the trend. Yep, and then week 4 he's going to throw 8, and then he's going to throw 9. Yeah. Cool. Breaking records. Which means that Tyreek Hill is going to break records as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's the football god.
Anyways, too much Peyton Barber. Screw that.
Yeah.
I dropped Jamal Williams in a couple leagues.
I did too.
Let me go pick those up.
All right, go get them. You guys heard it here first. Kenyon Drake, new Sleeper Wire host. I'm in 2019. I might listen to the Sleeper Wire show.
I think you should.
This is Johnny Unitas of the Baltimore Colts. Let's go, you Colts.
Oh, I think listeners of the show know by now that it is the Indianapolis Colts, and honestly, Andrew Luck being back, gotta be my favorite moment. 8 straight games in season with at least 3 touchdown passes. You know, it's been great to see him back on the field. I knew the offensive line wasn't going to be able to protect him very well, and they've done a much better job than anybody thought they were going to do. Quentin Nelson, their first-round draft pick, has been amazing. And he'd be in the running for Offensive Player of the Year if it weren't for Saquon Barkley. But Luck getting hit and then bouncing back up, I think, gave him the confidence that, you know, hey, I can get hit. It's, you know, the psychological thing's over. Let's get back to it. Let's get into the season. 12 teams, and as of right now, 10 of them made the playoffs, which is pretty good. We've got 3 different sleeper wire leagues, actually, which I understand is a lot. But the only two I missed the playoffs in were two of the three Sleeper Wire leagues. So kind of a bummer, but after I talked all that trash all offseason. As of when we're recording this, it looks like I'm going to have seven of my leagues that I make the semifinals. The first viewpoint of who to draft, it was me saying that Devonta Adams was going to be a top five wide receiver and having him ranked, you know, as my wide receiver five. I think that was big. He's the number two right now. He's been phenomenal. And then also just saying stay away from Doug Baldwin. Not worth that early pick. Pretty risky. Yeah, those are my two best calls. Final message for the fans. Guys, everyone who has tuned in all season, or even if you just, you know, caught an episode here or there, even if this is your first show that you're hearing, thank you for following the show. Thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate every single download, every single listen. You guys have been great. I love the interaction all over, you know, all of our social media pages. Thank you so much for all the donations that you guys did with the Pro-Am and the Listener League and all that. We got some great prizes coming for those. You guys rule. And to the Sleeper Wire crew, I know I'm going to miss names, so I'm not going to bother trying to say everybody's name. Those of you who I'm on the show with the most, you know who you are. Thank you so much for your commitments for this entire season, being on the show every single week, you know, as much as you possibly could. Was super awesome. I think it's great how we have so many different shows with different personalities who are still able to make it every single week to the exact same show. Is being able to do the weekend preview every week with Hoos, Lucas, and Mike, that was just a treat. Great debate. Thanks again to everybody who came on and did that. That's my favorite show. And really, Break from the Grind guys joining us this season was also huge. And, you know, just Sleepwalker crew, you guys are the best. Love you all. Prophet Hoos, one of the main guys here at Sleeper Wire. Hoos, we love you here. You are one of my favorite people who I've ever worked with in any job. So passionate, so on top of things, consistent. My favorite dude. Let's hear from you. The twofer.
You don't go full Hoos. Everyone knows this.
You don't go full Hoos.
You don't go full Hoos. Everyone knows this.
Oh, man. I hope whoever produces this show is going to make that the title. Never go full Hoos. What about Stafford or Baker Mayfield?
Leading into the playoffs.
Can we make Hoos's new nickname the Juicy Prophet?
If you can get our listeners to sign off on that, I'm okay.
God, everybody who listens, everybody who listens, please go on Twitter, prof underscore Chris SW, what, Sleeperwire Hoos, that's what you are. No, Hoos the Prophet on Twitter.
Wilson, hashtag, get that going on.
Hashtag Juicy Hoos.
Oh, gosh.
The quote by the coach, we don't have any more receivers, so yeah, I guess he'll play. Speaking of Devontae Parker.
That's a hell of an endorsement. I mean,
isn't it?
in the preseason, it was, he looks great. He's going to be amazing this year. And here it is 7 weeks later, and it's, yeah, I mean.
Feel bad for Parker.
Don't feel bad for Parker. We're not making this show about Parker.
I do feel bad for it because he doesn't like to play football. So, you know, he has to go out there and play. I feel terrible because he has to go out there and play football. I think they should put Fitzpatrick back in.
Whoa! Where's my hot take button?
Juju might net you more in a trade than Adams would when it's clearly Adams is the better fantasy wide receiver.
I agree. I think Juju, you could possibly get more if you paired something with him. Yeah, I agree.
For sure. Yeah. Real quick, guys, for those of you listening, if you keep hearing a ding in the background, Hoos needs to apologize for that. He's got a smoke detector that he can't reach, apparently. So we're just going to deal with that. All right, lastly, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, drop him.
That's true. I want to talk real quick about Kenyon Drake. Huge bump in the targets this week. So it was 4-4, 4-2, and 11 jumped up this week, had himself a game. Is this something we can see more of? Because they gave more work to Frank Gore, 12 carries to Drake 6. So, I don't know. Is this a trend happening, or is this was just a thing?
The Drake was finally involved. But, I mean, was he? He wasn't really that much involved. I mean, that passing is nice. He's been, you know, involved in a passing game all year. You know, his first touchdown on the, you know, and through the air only one on the ground. I'm not, this is the time to sell high, I believe, on Drake. I already sold him earlier in the year on a couple teams I had him on. Had him on a couple as well. So it was nice to get the points because I did start him as a flex. But yeah, I'm not on Drake right now.
That's my advice. I don't feel comfortable answering this question.
That's right.
I don't trade him. Are you pleading the? You got to plead the fifth on this one?
I think I have to. I mean, what are you gonna get? I mean, all right, you just go. All right, try to get AB for him. Try to get AB. Would you trade him for Julio, guys?
No, you're right.
No,
I'd rather have Zeke. Fundamentally,
the question is flawed. If you give him any answer, you're giving him bad advice, right?
Right.
You are not trading Zeke unless you're getting Todd Gurley or Alvin Kamara in return. You're not trading him.
No.
Ivory. Steelers and Falcons. Julio, trade him.
Do we?
No,
I'm buying him. I am buying him low.
It's bye week for Julio. Beat yourself some Julio Jones on discount.
Yum, yum. Got me a Julio sandwich. It's gonna be yummy.
Because next week they play Tampa and they'll go out and he'll go out and get 280 yards.
I wouldn't dispute it. I wouldn't try to.
Like when you take like all offensive and defensive statistics, injuries, everything like that, the worst primetime matchup in 50 years. Horrible.
It's close to it.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to win tonight? Because we know the loser is everybody who watches, right?
Oakland's going to win tonight. I mean, who is Mullins?
Mullins is going to pull it out?
This is going to be the one usable game for Oakland's defense the entire season.
Going Nick Mullins all the way.
You think Nick Mullins is going to win? He's going to win the game?
He's going to get it done. He's going to take care of things.
He's going to get it done.
Go, Giants, go. Go out and march to victory. Go out and roll down that field. As you destroy the enemy. Hail to the red, white, and blue. As you conquer every foe. Fight, fight. Giants, get that ball and go. Go, Giants.
Believe in the Bills, believe in the Jets, but I don't know if there's much to believe in there. it's just got on my heartstrings there. Just being a part of New York, definitely the Giants. I haven't seen it yet. I don't think we've seen it, that greatest moment yet. So I think it's yet to come. I'm very happy with Shepard. Happy, unfortunately, Beckham, he's not playing these days with Barkley. Number two in fantasy. There's some people that saw that coming, but I know I didn't. I got to take my profit hat off for there. I took the blinders off. I had the blinders on, and this is a team that surprised me quite a bit. We've got to win out, but I think, there's more to come with this Giants team, and Barkley has definitely been the hugest piece in the draft, I think, that's been making the difference. Fantasy teams this year been pretty awesome. Probably my best year. Been in way too many leagues. You guys invite me to these leagues every year. I'm not going to say no to you because you guys are the sleepers. You're the reason why we do the show. So if you ask me to be in your league, I'm probably going to say yeah and regret it later. Because I'm in way too many leagues. I was in 18 leagues this year. Made the playoffs in about 14 of them. And then I got knocked out in about another... I'm in five right now in the semis. So it's looking good, for the profits. Plural. I say that because of the teams out there. So I did pretty well. We still got some championships to take home, so we'll see. When you're a part of Sleeper, you got so many best calls because you're a part of. You just have so many great people around you. So some of my greatest calls that bled into the fantasy community rather late, but still. It's just picking up these backups. This has been a brutal year
end of year. I don't want to say it's been a bad year in general, but towards the end of the year, we just seen teams get decimated. We lost so many key players. This is the reason why I was telling you guys to stash these players in week 8, week 9. Yeah, that's early. You're probably not going to get any use of them. Hopefully you got a deep bench. Even if you got a 5-player bench, you had to stash guys like Spencer Ware, Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown got injured, but hey, you had to stash them. You had to stash guys, you know, that were going to, you know, Austin Eckler's, you know, obviously the Justin Black, the Justin Jackson. These are guys you had to stash. I was telling you guys, stash these guys. Jeff Wilson, you know, Jr. These are guys that are coming through for you now. A lot of people, you know, they're not the sexiest picks, but they're relied upon. And, you know, teams have got to take a look at what these backups have to do, especially if they're in the losing season. We looked at Kenneth Dixon. Told you guys to pick up a little bit of Kenneth Dixon since he was coming off a pup. So, yeah, all the backups, basically, you're grabbing them early. Obviously, helped you guys out with a bunch of other players. But I want to say, basically, these backups are winning you championships. I think that's definitely got to be the biggest. Fan sleepers, we love you. We will not be here doing shows week in, week out, off season. Doesn't matter. We don't stop this train. We take maybe a week off. But we are a huge crew of champions. We've added some great ones with George and Jason, Corey. We've added a lot of depth into our fantasy teams, our fantasy crew. Mike was probably one of the best additions we've had this year, even though he's been on last year. But what a year Mike has had, just leading the Sunday Blitz. Always being there for you, along with I and the mail sack. Lucky Luke, you know, prime time. He picked up so many great names this year. You know, that these are guys that are just staples for you and helping you winning leagues. You know, Professor Chris, obviously, always solid for you. Always giving you the numbers or raw reports. Just looking at the numbers, he's going to give you some feelings on what's going on around the league. But for the most part, he's going to give you solid thoughts on numbers and what's real. Something you can chew on at the end of the day. A little bit less, you know, of what I like to do. Throw out these names that may stick, may not. But yeah, Chris is one of the greatest pieces that we've had in Steve. I can say it doesn't end. You know, George, Jason, Mike, you know, Steve. You know, these are guys that just week in, week out. Steve is the heart and soul of Sleeper Wire. Like, he is the heart. He's the rhythm. He's the beat. He was voted the best voice, even though I disagree with it. I think I have the best voice here, Little Tree. But hey, you know, the people have spoke, and it's Steve. Steve is the guy. He's the producer. He's the lead host. He's the guy. He's just the guy, Sleeper Wire. And I'm happy to be alongside these gentlemen. Of course, my bae, you know, Chris, I've mentioned him before. You know, hands off, guys. He's taken. He's married, but he's also taken by me. So you guys, hands off, dibs. Obviously, the biggest heart. Obviously, I mentioned Steve, but why we do this show? We do this show for one sole purpose. We don't get paid. We get paid by just by you guys paying attention. Your donations to Rob. You know, this is why we do this show. He's dealing with chronic Lyme disease. He's not doing well. I know some people ask us how he's doing. He's not doing well. But you know what? We appreciate every donation we get, because those donations help him do a little bit better, whether it's today, tomorrow. He has better days. It goes in and out. But yeah, we're trying to make the biggest difference in this guy's life. This is our buddy, our brother. We're trying to make the biggest difference here. He's dealing with chronic Lyme. This is why we do this show. And yeah, this is it. And, man, it's one of the greatest. It's definitely one of the greatest parts of my life is just linking up with a bunch of strangers that are now my brothers. Like, for sure. Like, I love you guys to death. Love you, Adam. Love everything that you got, that you brought to us. There's probably nothing more I could say after that. Grand Poobah, man, you did it. Sleepers. This is not goodbye. This is simply week off or so. I don't know. I'll talk to you guys in about. And so you guys know we are a year-round podcast. We don't stop. Because fantasy doesn't stop. Fantasy doesn't end. It's going to grow every year. It's a billion-dollar industry. And we're trying to make the biggest difference. Starting with Rob. Starting with your championship teams. You made it to the championship, guys. You won championships. If you want to thank us, go ahead. Leave us 5-star reviews, all that stuff. Go donate some money. Go hit our website. Sleepers, we love you. We're going to be back in about a week or so. Stay tuned.
And Hoos is right. We're going to keep going, Rob. Next year's going to be even better. We're going to be running the Pro-Am for the fourth straight season. And we've got a deal running right now for you listeners. Between now and March 31st, if you donate $30 to GoFundMe.com/RobJR, you're going to get an automatic entry to next year's Sleeper Wire program. So it's like an early bird discount for donating $30. It'll be a little bit cheaper. We do this for charity. Nobody here gets paid. We put a lot of time and effort into this because we have a bigger goal than just giving fantasy advice. Obviously, that's what we do for you guys. But it's a bigger goal, a bigger vision here at Sleeper Wire. We're actually recognized as a 501c3 charity. And if you're wondering how to help our cause, it's simple. As I said, the website before, donate to Rob's GoFundMe. It's www.gofundme.com/RobJR. You can also donate directly to Sleeper Wire on our website. Now, let's hear a message from Rob.
Hey, Sleepers, this is Rob. My favorite NFL team is the Denver Broncos, and it's kind of probably an easy one, but watching Philip Lindsay as a Colorado Buffalo go undrafted, which is crazy, and then do watch what he's doing throughout the season, on pace for 1,000 yards tonight if he can get, I don't know how many more yards, another 20 yards or something. Not sure exactly where he's at. I haven't been watching, but it's been hard not to watch him and just be impressed, or not be impressed. It's just been awesome. Well, only did two leagues this year, which is a lot less. If you know me, I usually do a lot more, and wasn't actually planning on doing any this year. But I was told that my dad would kind of back me up if I got too sick and he needed to set a lineup, and thank God he didn't have to, or I'd probably done worse. No, he's pretty good, but we didn't do that well. Unfortunately, we missed the draft for the Sleeper Wire League, and I get the first pick, go figure, and it auto-drafts Lev Bell, so we were behind the eight ball from the get-go, but we still pulled off, I think it was like 4 wins, and I think we're at 4-9, which is nothing to be happy about, but it could have been worse. And then in the Pro-Am League, we did pretty good. I think we're playing for 7th place tonight, which also could have been better, but we I think we were at 7-9. We lost a couple late games after losing Cooper Kupp and Emmanuel Sanders. It was a little tough at the end to make up that blow, but overall I'm just happy to take part this year, and I had fun doing it. I miss it so much. So, It's been a brutal season. I mean, I keep saying that over and over, but we're not making much progress in the treatment area. And this summer we had two horrible incidents where I ended up in the ER and it was admitted both times, and they couldn't figure out, you know, besides just for the nonstop throwing up and stuff, they couldn't figure out why I was going through what I was going through. And, you know, we're telling them, well, it's Lyme disease. This is just part of it. But to them and a lot of the medical community, they still just don't understand. So we've been kind of fighting a battle. And during that stint, my medication got changed and they were hoping it would, you know, be a good change. But it's been probably the worst 6 or 7 months I've had in 4 or 5 years. And, hopefully we got some good news. Hopefully, starting in January, I'll kind of get back to a regimen that was closer to what I was on at the beginning of this year. And that'd be a great thing. That allowed me to do a little bit more with Sleeper Wire and just participate a little bit more with you guys during the year. So, it could be a lot better, but overall we're still fighting. We're still hanging in there and, I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate, how much my family appreciates your support, whether it be just participating in these programs or donating money or just prayers. We really appreciate everything that you guys are giving us, and supporting Sleeper Wire just helps everybody do that. So thank you very much for everything. We really appreciate it. I'm not one the best with words, but I just can't extend my gratitude any more than just telling you how much we appreciate everything, every little dollar and cent that you donate, every time you spend listening to Sleeper Wire and the guys participating in these pro-ams or helping us run them, or if you're a fellow podcast one of our competition, so as you'd say, we appreciate you guys taking part in it. It's a really nice thing for you to do, and it sure has helped us, even though we haven't made a ton of progress towards getting me cured. There is no cure, as we know, but getting me feeling better, I guess. It just it can't be said enough just how much we appreciate it. And to the rest of the Sleeper Wire guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys just putting in all the work, doing all the shows, editing, recording, doing the website. I can go on and on. But to all the hosts and all the guys that are working hard behind the scenes, and all our statisticians, if you'd call them, just really appreciate it, guys, and I love you for it. Thank you guys so much. My best call, I guess you'd say, this year would be picking up Adam Humphries as a free agent and playing him. When he got at the time, pretty much the whole beginning of the season wasn't doing anything. Jameis Winston just seemed to find him, and he's been producing ever since. So I guess that would be my best call. And my worst call would just be trusting in Antonio Gates a little too much and getting burned, except for that 1 week that he torched me when I wasn't playing him. So that would be my worst call. And that's about it. Yeah. Later, buddy. Okay. See ya.
You know, you hear it on other shows where people say, you know, we couldn't do this without you, but the truth is we couldn't do this without you guys, the fans, the people who donate. You are the sleepers out there who make this happen. Thank you so much. And let's make next season even bigger.
Right. Your contributions, your donations, and really your interaction with us on Twitter or Sleeper or Fantasy Life or on our Facebook page have just been amazing. You guys rule.
So how can you find us?
This is how you can find us. You can find us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. Find us on Facebook. We are the SleeperWire Fantasy Football Club on there. Fantasy Life app, SleeperWire once again. SleeperWire on Reddit. You can follow Dirty Jobs on Instagram if you actually want to see why he's called Dirty Jobs, because you know it's what he does for a career. Pretty disgusting, and it's awesome to see. Follow us on our website, sleeperwire.com, and you can even send a raven, like in Game of Thrones. Right? I think it gets to us. And if you want to meet us, check us out this year at the Fantasy Football Convention in Texas this July. Thanks again, everybody. We'll catch you next season.
Thank you again.